A newly discovered video shows the final moments of Palestinian medics killed by Israeli forces in Gaza on March 23. The footage, found on the mobile phone of Rifat Radwan, one of the victims, contradicts Israeli military claims that its soldiers targeted suspicious vehicles in the area. The video, released by the Palestinian Red Crescent Society, PRCS, on Saturday, shows medics wearing reflective uniforms inside a clearly marked ambulance in Rafah's Tal, as-Sultan neighborhood when they come under intense gunfire from Israeli forces. According to the PRCS, the convoy of ambulances had been dispatched in response to emergency calls from civilians trapped after an Israeli bombardment in Rafah. The video, filmed from inside a moving vehicle, captures a red fire truck and several ambulances stopping by the roadside. Moments later, two uniformed medics exit the vehicles, and a volley of gunfire erupts, causing the screen to go black. The medic filming the scene is heard reciting the Shahada, the Islamic Declaration of Faith, as he faces the gunfire. The Israeli military initially claimed that its forces did not target ambulances, but rather fired at terrorists approaching them in suspicious vehicles, which were not displaying headlights or emergency signals. However, the PRCS and local witnesses argue that the video and the condition of the victims, many of whom were found with their hands and feet bound and showing signs of execution, point to a deliberate attack on humanitarian workers. The attack killed 15 people, including 8 from the PRCS, 6 from Gaza's Civil Defense, and a staff member from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA. Their bodies were found buried near Rafah in what the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, described as a mass grave. One of the witnesses, Gaza Civil Defense spokesperson Mahmoud Bassal, reported that many victims had bullet wounds to their heads and torsos, suggesting execution-style killings after being identified as medical personnel. Some of the bodies had been decapitated, while others were dismembered. The Palestinian group Hamas condemned the killings as premeditated murder under international law, with a statement saying the video disproved Israel's claims that the vehicles had approached suspiciously. Hamas demanded an international investigation into the attack. The Gaza government also condemned the killings, describing them as a brutal and unprecedented act against medical teams, calling for justice and accountability.